On the line is our first interview this afternoon. I'm going to be chatting to Tyler Foss, the head of marketing and event planning at the Donkey Dairy. Tyler, welcome to Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you guys this afternoon.
So I'm going to put my hand up and be the first to admit that I know very little to nothing about the Donkey Dairy. I believe it's a very special place doing special things. So enlighten me.
Absolutely. We are located just outside of Magaliesberg. We are an absolute hidden gem located right at the foot of the Magaliesberg Mountains. We are a farm that are open to day visitors and anyone that has a love for animals. Even if you don't, you sure will have one after a visit at our farm. We have some of the most rarest animals in South Africa, ranging from miniature donkeys, miniature cows, right to mammoth donkeys, camels, goats. You name it, we have it. We also offer hiking trails where one can hike up the beautiful, majestic Magaliesberg Mountains. We also have a natural spring whereupon you will hike to, where you can actually drink lovely water that runs through crystal quartz. We also offer donkey rides, horse rides. You also get the opportunity to taste the world's rarest and most expensive milk at the only registered donkey dairy in South Africa.
You're kidding me. For real?
Yes. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome.
Wow.
It's
obviously okay.
And it comes along with a whole array of treats. And then we have a very special activity that captivates everyone's hearts. Yeah. And that's where children, as well as adults, get to bottle feed our baby Nigerian dwarf goats. We also have a hugger bunny booth for those that are still getting used to working with animals and loving animals, with the cutest fluffy little bunnies where one can sit down and relax.
You know what I love about what you are doing, Tyler, is very recently I had the absolute privilege of going away with two families with very young kids. It's not a demographic that I know too well, to say the least. And I just saw the extent to which kids today are addicted to the electronic media. The discussion between parents and the kids most of the time was negotiations about screen time. I love the fact that you're getting kids off their devices.
Absolutely. And we also have, we've recently opened a lovely accommodation by the name of Stone Manor, which is located on our farm. And now this is lovely because one doesn't even get to break away for a day only. You get to stay for as many nights as what you want. And you actually become part of a working farm where the kids can learn how to treat animals, what they get fed. They can even take part when we're doing vaccinations and so forth. So it's a great opportunity for families to really escape the hustle and bustle, come and relax on a farm and bring old tradition back to what I feel lots of kids need in today's world. I mean, if you take kids back 20 years ago, phones weren't even around as what
100%.
It is now. And now phones.
Yeah. Just let's go back to this issue of interacting with animals themselves. What kind of opportunities are there for youngsters to do that?
So we have our extra activities are things like bottle feeding, where they get a little bottle and they get to hand feed a baby goat that doesn't have its mom. And then we also have opportunity where they can feed snack packs to all of our animals. We show them exactly how to do it. They can go use a nice flat hand, feed from camels to donkeys to miniature horses. We also have facilities where they can brush them down and really, really spend time with them.
Beautiful.
A lovely group that's absolutely so passionate about what they do. And they always take kids right under their arms and help them to do and help animals.
Tell me something else. You mentioned hiking, which is all very appealing to me. I've been in the Magaliesberg. I've looked at those little hills thinking that they were not terribly challenging. That is until you start walking up them, where they suddenly become, you know, something a little more than what they look like. Can families go up with young children, or is there kind of an age limit restriction somewhere along the line?
I think you're going to have to come and visit our farm.
Fair enough.
We have three different hiking trails. Our first hiking trail that takes you up to Brayer's Eye is 100% family friendly. It's about a 1.2 kilometer hike. And then we have our second one, Long Ears Lookout, which gives you a lovely, lovely view of the Magaliesberg Mountains and the beautiful Magaliesberg Valley. And then for those advanced hikers, we have a trail called Jack's Track, which takes you on an absolute adventure right up the Magaliesberg Mountain for about 3 kilometers.
Oh, how wonderful. Tell me something else. Finally, for listeners who want to visit, what do they need to know about booking? When are you open? And perhaps it's probably opportune to talk about price as well.
Absolutely. So we are open on every weekend from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., as well as public holidays as well from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then how it works, it's very simple. You can just go onto your Google or whatever device you may be using. You just type in there the Donkey Dairy. The first link will give you everything with a great explanation of how to book. You'll fill in a little form and you will receive within 1 minute feedback from our hospitality manager with everything that you need to know. And then pricing wise, entry to our lovely farm is 80 rand per person. Children under 2 is for free, and pensioners is 50 rand.
Talavos of the Donkey Dairy, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. I love what you're doing. I love the fact that you're giving parents an excuse to take kids away from their devices.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking the time to take our call. We hope we'll see lots of you there and make your day memorable, as we are aiming to be your home away from home.